At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Steve Rosenblum on 670 The Score.
How do you make a wake and bake skiving? And there are many different ideas. And my producer that day will be Tyler Buterbaugh.
Superb professional Tyler Buterbaugh.
Last segment, I get this text. Hey, Rosie, I'm producing you on Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking a Lions guest, a Bears guest, and we'll play some tape. We'll get out and have a good time. Okay, great.
It's great talking.
Great talking to you.
One of two things is true. He does not realize I'm on the air right now. Or he doesn't care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Because it's not nearly as important as whatever he's going to do to produce my show on Thanksgiving morning. Thank you, Tyler. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Whatever, I do what I want.
Steve Rosenblum.
Stevie's stovetop stuffing.
On 670 The Score.
Nice, Tyler. Yes, that's Tyler Buterbaugh. Whatever he wants, he gets. That's what matters. Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning to all y'all this Thanksgiving. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767. 6767 also gets you to our text line, and you will need that. I request that you avail yourself of that number by the phone, on text, because I'm going to ask you to help create something this Thanksgiving morning. I hope Thanksgiving is a time filled with warmth and gratitude and friendship. So what I'd like is your help in eviscerating the inexplicably still employed Bears coach. I'm going to ask for your ideas on how today's loss in Detroit, yes, could be even more gutting than what we've seen in the last 5 weeks. So it will take some credibility from you to be able to top what has actually happened. But I know you're up to it, fellow suckageers who may be caught in wondering what Thursday is. And we'll have We'll have Wake and Bake's giving tips later on, but in between we'll talk Bears football. And maybe I can help spark your creative process by citing all the comically bad stuff that has come out of Matt Eberflus, out of the smothering stench of stupid gas that permeates all of Hallis Hall. For starters, this is the third week in a row that the Bears will play a division opponent. This is the third week in a row in which the Bears will have the worst coach on the field. Congratulations. Don't you love the way the division games line up? The Bears have the worst coach in the division and worst by a lot. You'd never take Eberflus over Matt LaFleur. Eberflus can't beat him. No, you'd never do that. You'd never take him over Kevin O'Connell, who was hired the same year as Eberflus and has twice the wins. You'd never take him over Dan Campbell, who has a Super Bowl favorite, look at that, and takes the blame when it's appropriate. Now, like Eberflus, when he's scrambling to patch holes in the fractured trust and credibility in the locker room. Eberflus is 2-12 in the division since 2022. He's 5-18 in one-score games. I mean, this is a joke. You can't make this up. How does somebody get to that point? He has lost all four challenges this year, including this imbecilic challenge against Minnesota on Jordan Addison's 69-yard play.
First of all, I threw the challenge flag because it was an explosive. It's 69 yards, and our defense did a wonderful job of stopping them, there for a field goal. I was really pleased with that part of it. But again, when that's an explosive there, we want to make sure that we want to throw that flag. And again, I understand, sideline and all that stuff, cameras and all that, but they've done a good job of replay assisting, coming in and working with that. But again, I think it's always warrants a challenge when you got that big of a gain. If it was 6 yards, no one would care. If it was 15 yards, I don't think you would care. But with 70 yards, it's worth it, even if we don't have the best look that we want to have.
No! Wrong! You lose! Good day, sir! Making a challenge with zero photographic evidence is a new level of suck from this guy and Hallis Hall. Raise your hand if every time he explains his strategy, you hear Homer Simpson in your head.
No!
Yeah. We wondered what new and creative and gutting way Matt Eberflus would find a way to lose a fifth straight game. And gosh darn it if the disastrous coach didn't find one. Didn't engineer one beyond that imbecilic failed challenge that cost his team a timeout on top of being wrong and stupid in public. There was the mess on the key fourth down, that horrible communication situation, because he couldn't find his headphone switch. It's right on your hip, Matt. Talk to all your coaches. There was the refusal, by the way, to pressure a backup quarterback coming in at a critical point. On third and long. Now we're just going to back off. Let him complete the pass. There was the refusal to change the field goal unit after the Packers pantsed you and told you exactly what was wrong. And you changed exactly nothing. And exactly the same thing happened. And the bad defensive calls in overtime to clinch another home loss in the division. Yep, the 30-27 loss to the Vikings fits nicely in the crapbook of suck, the scrapbook of suck. Crapbook is probably right? I meant to say scrapbook. Crapbook is probably more appropriate.
That's more suiting.
The fail Mary, the disaster in the desert, when it was clear, that was clear to me. Eberflus lost the team. They didn't care. They don't believe him. They have no respect for him. He has no credibility. And if you had any doubts about that, they pitched that steamer against the dog breath Patriots at home. Then losing an 11th straight game to the dreaded and evil Packers, thanks to Eberflus's choking defense and special teams. He loves to talk about his culture. It's a choking culture. And it's his own doing. He's been a fraud as a head coach. He's now being exposed as a fraud as a defensive coordinator. 3 double-digit blown leads in the fourth quarter last year. That tied an NFL record. Ryan Poles chose not to upgrade a coach. Ryan Poles should be drug tested, by the way. Then came the season. His defense gives up long plays, gives up late touchdowns. Why? I thought he was a defensive genius, if nothing else. At all, if all else fails, he can't coach defense anymore. Look at the long passes are getting even longer. Watson in Green Bay, 60 yards. Addison, 69 yards. Minnesota the week after. The Vikings converted third downs needing 8, 13, 12, and 10 yards. That's Eberflus's defense. They allowed a spectacular 7 yards per play Sunday. Eberflus's defense. Remember when he was some kind of defensive genius? He is Bill Belichick. That's who he has become. The Bears are undisciplined. The coach is a mess on the sidelines. And just when you think it can't get any dumber, Eberflus can't get the right unit on the field at home against a division opponent. Eberflus can't coach smartly. He can't coach with discipline. He can't coach players. He's already publicly exposed those players. He couldn't trust them in critical situations, like running another play against the Packers to get closer for his field goal kicker. He has failed to regain anything that smacks of credibility that he lost when he said the fail Mary was execution, not coaching decisions. It was an I confess they did it moment. Players remember. They don't like it. They lose respect for the guy. There are so many reasons to have fired Matt Eberflus already. I just listed a bunch. I could have stopped at any point and said, okay, that's enough. Everybody would have said, that's enough. Get out. But no. It's not just one of those. It's all of those. And Ryan Poles said, we're still good. We're riding with this guy. And here we are today on Thursday. And it's likely he will serve up a barfsgiving meal for you, Bears fans. So let's imagine what he's going to do. And by the way, would you take Matt Nagy at this point, given what you've seen? Tyler, you're wearing a Chicago Bears ball cap.
Yeah, but I still have PTSD from the Nagy days. I don't know if I can do another era of Matt Nagy. Just get rid of Matts, okay? Let's not bring any more Matts.
Right, but he beat the Packers once in 2018. Matt Nagy.
Sad?
Really? Matt Eberflus? Worse than Matt Nagy. You couldn't wait to get rid of him. Matt Nagy's won a couple Super Bowl rings with Kansas City. Pace also fired because they collaborated, and they collaborated, and Ryan Pace went to Atlanta. Atlanta has done quite well since he's been there. So getting out from the smothering stench of stupid gas that permeates Hallis Hall has done wonders for those escapees. I don't know if Matt Nagy will ever get another head coaching job, but he's better than the guy they replaced him with. That's a scary damn thing. You couldn't wait to get rid of this guy.
There's a funny stat that bringing up about Matt Eberflus's blown games. I saw something on Twitter. They're all of the games that Matt Nagy has blown, and they had like a 90% plus chance of winning that game.
Yes.
Lost all of them.
Yes.
That is a 1 in 65 million chance.
Uh-huh.
You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning twice than losing those games.
Okay, well, I wouldn't wear a tin can on your head. That explains the degree that the Bears hate you, Bears fans. They don't hate you. If they don't care about you. If they did, they'd do something. They don't care about winning. They don't care about bringing in a good coach. They had Jim Harbaugh up there. Jim Harbaugh's team is in a playoff spot. Matt Eberflus's team is not. Matt Eberflus's team is supposed to be better. Matt Eberflus's team acquired one of the receivers Jim Harbaugh's team sent to him. You know, Jim Harbaugh, former quarterback, a quarterback whisperer, a terrific offensive coach, a terrific coach, period. The Bears didn't want that. and he builds his offensive line. That's the key. Ryan Poles, a former offensive lineman, has failed at building an offensive line. That's killing the greatest quarterback prospect the Bears have had there. This is where you find them. You know what? Jim Harbaugh has a personality. The Bears don't want personalities. They want librarians. They had enough with Ditka. By force of personality, Jim Harbaugh has forced the Chargers to wake up, and we're this team. We are ready. We are coming. Watch out. The Bears are soft. Matt Eberflus is soft. Matt Eberflus is a fraud. Can't be a head coach, and his defensive coordinating ability has sucked recently now. This is what you're dealing with, Bears fans. You're dealing with this out of Hallis Hall. And if you don't doubt how soft they are and how they'll run away from personality at first chance, from Ditka, everyone else has been a librarian. Or as Mike Royko said, when they fired Ditka, and Royko's column, he said, this is what Ditka should have said. Yeah, this weenie fired me, talking about Michael McCaskey. Mike Royko foretold Bears coaches as people who just would look comfortable standing in the art museum observing Sunday in the park. And he's right. They took swearing out of Hard Knocks because it was tough. It was lifelike. The Bears are not lifelike. But given the way from the fail Mary on, the blocked field goal, the horrible effort against New England when it was clear the players stopped listening, they don't care about the coach, they had to fire the offensive coordinator. By the way, he's lucky to hit 50% on his assistant coach hires, and he's 0 for every offensive coordinator. Did you hear him bragging about Thomas Brown? Yeah, I recruited him very hard. He was wanted by a lot of people. I was really proud we got him. And so you made the wrong choice. You chose Shane Waldron or Trace Armstrong, your agent, and Ryan Poles' agent, and Shane Waldron's agent chose Shane Waldron. You made the wrong choice. Don't start acting all puffy-chested now.
A little too late for that, buddy.
So there will be the likelihood, I don't know if it'll be 1 in 65 million, Tyler, but the likelihood is that Matt Eberflus will engineer some kind of massive, embarrassing, laughable, comically stupid gaffe that will create a gutting scenario, a gutting ending. That's all we've seen in the last 5 weeks. But it will take some doing to top it. Maybe a 50 point blowout. You think they can lose by 50 points, Tyler?
Today? With this Lions offense, absolutely. I mean, it's not impossible.
So there's your barfs giving. Or what about this? What about a third straight game with a block field goal? Only this time it's returned for a touchdown.
You know what's funny? When we talked earlier,
yeah,
this was my scenario.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, we've seen two blocked field goals in a row for each game. And I'm like, you know what? This will just dig and twist that knife in us fans already. It's going to be tied. They're going to bring it downfield, and either it's going to get blocked again and they're going to return it back, or because Cairo Santos just beelines the ball when he kicks it, it's not going to go that far. And there's going to be a guy back there, and he's going to return it for six, and happy Thanksgiving, gobble gobble.
Back to you, Jim Nantz. All right, thank you, Tyler. I like the scenario. Now, I put this out there on the Twitterverse, and Peter Dwyer responded. I love this. So I want your ideas. I want your ideas on the phone, 312-644-6767, or on the text line, 312-644-6767. Give me a scenario. Create something that would fit, something that is as comically stupid, as comically embarrassing as Matt Eberflus has done in real life. Let me give you an example of what Peter Dwyer suggested. Next up is a called timeout with 1 second left instead of three, And then there was a muff snap for the game-winning 24-yard field goal, and time expired even though we still had a timeout, and with 3 seconds could have fallen on the bad snap and re-kicked kind of situation. That is doing the Lord's work, Peter Dwyer, on Thanksgiving. Again, a time of giving, of gratitude, of warmth, of friendship. So help me eviscerate the inexplicably still employed Bears coach. Give me your scenario for what kind of gutting way the Bears will lose. And by the way, there is, I believe, there is a singular answer to this. So you have all show to make your suggestions, and we'll get to it at the end. But I do think that there is a singular answer to this, a singular scenario, the most gutting there possibly could occur. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break. Well, I guess me and Tyler. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go up to Detroit. We will talk to Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket, one of the morning hosts up there. Guess what? On this day, the Lions suck. I'm going to explain that to you. This is the Bears' hope. The Bears have to hope the Lions suck, and the Lions have a history of this. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thank you for joining me Thanksgiving morning. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I think that week we were just kind of like, F it. And kind of similar, I think, to where we're at right now in terms of just, you know, going out, having fun, playing free, and, you know, trusting the plan that we have, you know, going forward this week. Obviously, there's only so much you can do with a short week and a quick turnaround after an overtime game. But, yeah, you just go out there and do what you can to get your body right, and then just go out there and have fun and enjoy the moment. I think that's kind of what our mindset is going into the game, and you know, just bring that violence and intensity. And I think the, you know, these Thursday games, the most violent team, you know, going into the game usually wins, and it is hard to kind of bring that violence considering how guys' bodies feel after the Sunday and the turnaround of that. But that's what you got to bring if you want to win.
That is Cole Kmet talking yesterday about going back to 21 when they played in Detroit, they sucked, and as he said, F it, and just that's, and so he's drawing back on that. So that was the ugliness of Matt Nagy, and it was all dying, and that's where they are now. Which actually, for Matt Eberflus, when you have what he's talking about, longing for the times of going back to Matt Nagy, that's actually a step up. That's Cole Kmet, your Bears tight end. They played Detroit in Detroit on Thanksgiving. That's today. Thank you for joining me. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I'm the pre-game show right here on The Score. Because before Chicago takes on Detroit, tune in later this morning from 9 to 11:30 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app, as can our next guest in this interview. He's Jim Costa, morning host on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. He joins me on the guest hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Jim, thanks for taking time this morning. Happy Thanksgiving morning to you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Steve. Glad to talk to you about this game today. Glad to talk about the Lions.
Yeah, well, we have played Cole Kmet coming in, and he's hearkening back to the last time they sucked so bad they just had to say bleep it. And they come into Detroit, a team that is the Super Bowl leader, Super Bowl favorite in a lot of places, and Detroit Lions have lost 7 straight games on Thanksgiving Day. That is the best thing the Bears have going for them. How? Why? And Cole Kmet was talking about violence, which has never come up this year in Bears talk that I've heard. But the Lions, the fear factor, the ferocity of Dan Campbell and the way it emanates from his team, and they are a violent team, that has to be where it came from. I don't know what the talk is like in Detroit. Share with us, would you please?
Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, this is not a position Detroit's been in very often. First place in the division, first place in the NFL. So just the mood in Detroit, I guess I could describe as kind of a bliss, a euphoria, an invincibility. I think maybe more than anything else, because it does feel like they've got the right formula going right now. Physical football team, can run the ball, good duo in the backfield, play action off of it. You know, Jared Goff is in a rhythm, and they've won 9 in a row. And then even on defense, which, you know, maybe was something people were concerned about coming into the season, the defense has surprised a lot of people, even with the injuries they've suffered. They are number 2 in the NFL in points allowed right now. So there's really nothing to complain about, which is unique in sports talk radio. We feel like this team's invincible, and there really isn't anything you'd point to concern you as a Lions fan.
Jim Costa is my guest, morning host on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Steve Rosenblum here on The Score. We're talking Bears-Lions today, Thanksgiving. I would think a short week for a team based on such physical play would be the one thing I would be concerned about. There is another thing, and I'll get to that in a moment. But there was talk that it hurts the more physical of the two teams.
Sure.
Is that how is that being handled in Detroit? What's the talk like there?
Yeah, I mean, a short week, obviously both teams got to deal with it. But for Detroit, you know, they're coming off a game where they were getting banged up too. So you throw that multiplier on it. No Carlton Davis today at corner. He's been a great addition as the number one on the outside for the Lions. He won't go. Taylor Decker, left tackle. This team's built up front on the offensive line. He's out. He won't go. Khalif Raymond on IR with a foot injury. It's a punt returner. So now there could be, you know, question if St. Brown's back there. That's, you know, he's questionable too. That's a spot that you don't love to force him into. But if you throw somebody else out there, it's a return guy that maybe you don't trust quite as much. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple key players that are going to miss this game for Detroit. And then just the overall wear and tear. I think that's a storyline for this week for sure. And it does open the door if the Lions lose to something you'd point to and go, boy, that's just a tight turnaround.
Here's the other thing they're going to point to. For you look at the season, well, you've watched it and you've just probably been amazed at Jared Goff. Second to Lamar Jackson in passer rating, second in completion percentage, first in yards per attempt. He's having an out of his head, an otherworldly season. But the Bears handle him. Sometimes they torture him. He's 5-4, which is a good record, but not the kind of record he has against most teams. He's thrown 10 picks, and the Bears get to him. His 84.7 quarterback rating against the Bears is his lowest against NFC North foes. And he's been sacked 18 times by the Bears, third highest total in his career. So he's the guy who's going to give the ball up and go down, and whatever it is about the Bears, sometimes it's been the cold weather. He's not exactly Brett Favre outdoors, but he's had issues. I don't know if they came up this week, if he talked about it. The Bears seem to have done a better job on him, and this would be the time to do it when he's having this kind of season. What's been the talk like in Detroit on Jared Goff?
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goff is kind of a cult-like figure here. I don't know if you guys are maybe aware of just how embraced he has been in the city of Detroit just because of his journey, right? I mean, he was a cast-off from L.A. Many people, myself included, thought he was a temporary Band-Aid fix. But his career trajectory has only gone up, and there's a resilience here that people love, so much so that you'll hear Jared Goff chants, not only at Lions games, but at, you know, Red Wing game and Pistons games and even road venues. We've heard the chants. So, you know, and I know he has this idea of he's not super dangerous as a runner, right? He doesn't have an arm like a Josh Allen, or you mentioned a Brett Favre, and sometimes that shows up in cold weather games. But what he is he's at the epicenter of this offense, the command center of this offense, and he does distribute the ball. Now, you're right. If you get pressure on him, you throw off the rhythm, you throw off the timing, and we've seen at times that does lead to catastrophe. Last year on Thanksgiving against the Packers, turnovers were a huge issue in the game, and they were missing a key player up front on the offensive line, not Taylor Decker, but you do start to see, oh boy, 7 straight losses on Thanksgiving, some squirrely stuff can happen. That would be part of it too.
Jim Costa is my guest from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thanks for joining me Thanksgiving morning. Chicago Sports Radio 670 to score. We're talking Bears-Lions. A former Bear, David Montgomery, some Bear fans still swoon because he was a Chicago running back. He might not have brought the breakaway speed, but his yards after contact, the way he delivered punishment while guys were trying to tackle him, was the ideal for what people think bear weather is. Bear weather is a farce. It's been gone since the Chardonnay sipping 49ers came in here in 88 and just spanked them. But that kind of running back is beloved. And he seems to be, talk about cult figures, he seems to be a cult figure in Detroit, David Montgomery.
Detroit loves him. He runs so hard, to your point. And I think running behind this offensive line, it's just a really lethal combination where he gets what's blocked and some. And oftentimes the pile will move 4 or 5, 6 yards because he doesn't give up on the play and those legs just keep churning. Yeah, he's endeared himself to Detroit fans. Like Chicago, blue-collar city, people really love seeing when guys fight for everything, and Montgomery has been well-received here for sure.
So the Lions are, we're in Chicago, we're familiar with championship droughts. We had the Blackhawks at 49 years, we had the Cubs at 108 years, we had the White Sox at, 88, something like that, and some kind of horribleness that spoke to just general decades of mismanagement. Detroit, is it 76, 70? How long since they won an NFL title? And I know they've never been to a Super Bowl. And what is that like? Is that, because much is made of it here, they were lovable losers, the Cubs, for instance, for a while. And then once they got close enough, 2003, and they failed to beat the Marlins, it became rather ugly. Expectations changed. So what was it like with the Lions leading up to this? And here we are now, a Super Bowl favorite.
So, yeah, you guys have had different teams be the punching bag of the city, right? Like the butt of the joke, and you could make fun of them. The Lions were that for Detroit for 60-plus years. I mean, an entire lifetime, generation, two generations. I mean, it was a standby, right? And now they've really flipped the script to where they're leading the pack in the city of Detroit, which has had so many rebuilds going at the same time. But I would still say are in the honeymoon phase in terms of, you know, there really isn't any anger or disappointment yet. You know, if they fail to win the Super Bowl this year, I think you get some of it. But, you know, the NFC title last year was a surprise. The expectation is now the Super Bowl. And I think I said euphoria. I think everybody is just enjoying this ride right now because it is such a foreign concept, because it is so unique and different for the city. And we finally have a football team that we can embrace. And they're a fun team. It's not like they're winning ugly, right? The offense is creative. They score a lot of points. The defense is ferocious. This is just a really good brand of football to watch on top of the winning.
Jim Costa is my guest, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We're talking Bears-Lions on Thanksgiving morning. I am the pre-game show before Olin, Patrick Manley, and Mully bring you the Scores pregame show at 9 o'clock. So I was one of the many people who laughed at Dan Campbell chewing on kneecaps when he first got the job. And I thought, oh my God, this is a meatball. And boy, is he grown. And boy, has he shown that is as honest and transparent as can be. And I know in September, he immediately took the blame for coaching mistakes, obvious coaching mistakes. Now, the Bears have a coach whose normal process is, I confess, they did it. It's all execution. When he fails to make proper defensive plays, and even opposing teams call him out saying, oh yeah, without that, if he hadn't failed to do that, we were dead. We never would have gotten it. The fail Mary in Washington was an example. And I held up Dan Campbell as an example of somebody who's, I did it. Blame me, said the coach. I'm man enough to take it because it's true. Compared to the Bears coach who is soft and mealy-mouthed. What is that like dealing with or watching the growth of Dan Campbell?
Yeah, week two, the loss to the Buccaneers, he came out even before the game was over. They're coming out of halftime, and he acknowledged that they screwed up the you know, whether or not they needed to kick the field goal or had enough time to get the field goal unit out versus spiking. Total coaching blunder, and obvious for everybody who watched it. You have no choice but to fall on the sword. But for Campbell, you're right. It's just who he is. And, you know, you could argue in that game they squandered chances in the red zone, and it was players and coach. He didn't want to hear any of that. He knew he messed up. And as far as he was concerned, that was the reason they lost the football game. And I think it's refreshing. You know, as someone in the media, I think you can appreciate it as a fan. And he's always been that way. Even that press conference that I think people may have laughed at nationally, he said some things locally. The kneecaps get the attention, but he talked about how he was well aware of the losing that the city had suffered. He was on the 0-16 Detroit Lions, And he said, you know, you guys are sick of this bleep. And I just think he connected with people right away because he is authentic, because he's so genuine. And you know where you stand with him. You know, we have him on every single week in our on our morning show. And if there's a coaching decision that we disagree with, he invites it. He said, let's hash it out. You know, he's not going to necessarily agree with us, right? He'll stand by some of what he does. But he is authentic. He is genuine. He is likable. And that's even before they started winning. I mean, before they started winning, he was on Hard Knocks and kind of became even more beloved. The winning obviously helps, but he's been himself the entire way.
You know, the Bears would never hire him, hire that kind of guy. They had it with Ditka. The McCaskey family would never hire him because Ditka was exactly that guy. And since then, they've hired librarians. And they even took the swearing out of Hard Knocks when they were on it this year. No, that wouldn't be nice. That's just rude. No, we wouldn't. And it's embarrassing that they would go that soft. But you have a soft coach. You have a soft team. You have soft ownership. It's really embarrassing what's gone on. And I don't know how the ownership, how the Ford family is viewed. Martha's a good friend of Virginia's, and they sit there. They're always photographed together at these kind of games. So they hired somebody who would, you know, he'd walk in and blow his nose on the drapes, and the Bears would never do that. How has this gone over? What was the Ford family's stance before this?
So the Ford family, I mentioned punching bag, they took most of the arrows for most of this time, right? Sell the team radio, and they're no good. William Clay Ford, then Martha Ford. Sheila Ford Hamp took over from Martha, and she's getting a lot of credit for stabilizing leadership at the top. The Lions were 1-6 in Dan Campbell's second season, and people will cite this locally, where she publicly backed Dan Campbell at 1-6. And locally, the jury was still out at that point. The hire itself, I think she leaned on former Lion Chris Spielman, another one of these tough, you know, gritty people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great example of if you're in a position of leadership, it doesn't mean you know everything. And sometimes you need to listen to other people and take that into consideration. And Spielman gets a lot of credit, too, for kind of the guidance for ownership and making the hire, not only for Dan Campbell, but Brad Holmes as well, the general manager.
Yeah, well, George McCaskey leans on Michael Bidwell. There's a franchise you want to follow. Okay, so we're screwed. All right, Jim, I appreciate your time. Thanks for getting up and talking to me on Thanksgiving morning. I hope you have a warm and I hope there's gratitude throughout your day, friendship, and I'm sure there's going to be work, but I hope it all works out for you. I hope you have a good day.
Well, thank you, Steve, and anytime you guys need me, I appreciate the work you guys do, and happy Thanksgiving not only to you, but everybody there at the station and in the city of Chicago. Hope it doesn't go well for you today on the field, but happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, the revenge of Jared Goff. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Jim Costa, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, talking about the Lions. All right, take a break. When we come back, there are you out there, fellow Suckageers and other in Scorehead land, have responded to, I wanted scenarios that have been, what scenario do you have that could be even more gutting than the way the Bears have lost? They go up to Detroit, it's Thanksgiving. Give me the worst you got. And some of the worst is some of the best things. So we'll come back with that, phone calls and texts. 312-644-6767. I'm the pregame show. Olin, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be on the pregame show at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11:30. Scores pregame show right here, 670 The Score.
Let's get back to more Steve Rosenblum on 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, hey, that's me. I have to talk now, right, Tyler Butterbaugh? My turn?
Yes, your turn, my friend.
All right, welcome back to The Score. I am the pregame show. The pregame show, by the way, your local Ford dealers pregame show will air right here on 670 The Score. It's presented by Aurelio's, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. So what I asked you to do, and boy, have you responded, and I love you, thank you, Suckageers and other scoreheads. Given what we've seen the last 5 weeks from the comically sad Matt Eberflus and his team, the way they've lost, the gutting losses, stupid strategy, horrible coaching, bad practices, all of it queuing together to create any number of reasons to fire this guy, and nobody's fired this guy. So, today, national TV, Thanksgiving, against the Super Bowl favorite Detroit Lions, I asked you to create a gutting scenario. How can the Bears lose that would outdo what you've seen? Even the Fail Mary, or at least would fit in the family picture. 847 texter. Here's the suggestion. Bears down 2 with 2 minutes. Try and score TD so field goal doesn't get blocked. They're within field goal range. They turn the ball over on downs and the clock runs out. Nice. That would be quality coaching. 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our text line. That will also get you to our phones. Hank and Valpo, welcome to The Score. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Steve. Okay, so you were talking about that with Eberflus the last game, talking about the explosion thing.
Yeah, right. He said he challenges the Jordan Addison play, even though there was no photographic evidence, just because it was an explosive play, because they always challenge explosive plays no matter what is seen. So he's big on explosive plays.
Yeah, so I came to the conclusion that he's got ED, explosive diarrhea.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Hank will be here all week. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, Hank. Thank you for... Boy, he says ED, and I go, oh, wow. So we're thinking limp coverage, but no, it turned out to be something like explosive diarrhea. That's really a good line. I would think, you know what, Hank? The highest compliment I could pay... The late, great Rick Talley used to say it. The highest compliment I could pay is that line is good enough to steal. Here's another scenario, gutting scenario from 219. This is so on point that would be perfect. The Bears are about to win the game on a field goal. It gets blocked and returned for the game-winning touchdown. Excellent. That's someone who knows the coach. You got it. 312-644-6767. Mark in South Indianapolis, welcome to The Score. How are you this Thanksgiving morning, Mark?
Hey.
Hey.
Rosie, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving. Huh? My friend and I get the ultimate Bears suckage for the day.
Yeah.
Against the Lions. The Bears got a 6-point lead last minute of game. They're down. Inside the line, 30-yard line, and they need a field goal to get a 9-point lead and kind of ice the game. They line up, they kick it, the kick is blocked, the ball bounces in behind the line of scrimmage, and the only guy close to it is Mr. Cairo Santos. He picks it up, starts running, doesn't know what to do, looks back and forth. Two Lions get hold of him, one pops the ball out, takes it the other way for a touchdown.
Wow, that's quite intricate, Mark. I appreciate your thought. I appreciate the creativity. That's what I'm asking for. People are trying to find, and they're doing a wonderful job, of creating gutting scenarios by which the Bears will lose and quality coaching strategy from Matt Eberflus. 563 texture. It could be taking a timeout too soon and leaving time on the clock for a kick return TD, or return of the Fail Mary. Wouldn't that be great? Fail Mary 2? Wouldn't that be great? See, now you're getting into the spirit of it. You really captured this. I tried to capture the spirit of it, Reg. Oh, you did. That's good writing, Dickie.
At this point, it's just like as gut-wrenching and horrible it was to witness these scenarios. I like the idea that let's just see what more Eberflus can do and how many possibilities. Because it's like, can that go down as like the greatest, like worst comebacks in NFL history by a head coach?
This will go down as the perhaps the well. You hope this is the greatest stain on Ryan Poles' record. If he does something worse than that, he'll be fired out of a can, yeeted into the sun. Somebody would need to yeet this guy into the sun if that's the way it plays out. This has to be the worst. The fact that you could have fired him after the Fail Mary and said, that's just horrible. I can't have you coaching our team. Because if you look at that Fail Mary game, and then you look at the blocked field goal against Green Bay, if not for the idiot coach, the coach who effed it up, right, Cole Kmet, you would have had Caleb Williams' coronation. He would have led late touchdown drives in both of those games, late scoring drives. He would have gotten the Bears wins, one against the evil dreaded Packers, one against the quarterback drafted behind him who's having a better year. But the coach, inexplicably still employed, thanks to Ryan Poles, somebody better drug test him, the coach screwed it up. But we'd be talking about Caleb Williams with actual pelts on the wall. Instead, it's just sort of imaginary wins. He did this but for Eberflus. He did this but for Eberflus. All right, we'll take a break. And somebody, let me put it this way. Eberflus keeps repeating himself in terms of legendary stupid. And it happens again and again when it wasn't supposed to happen ever again. Mark Potash of the Sun Times will join me after 8. And Mark Potash has all the agains and agains. We've seen this movie before. We know how it ends. Everybody, every Bears fan dies in the end. That's what's going on. We'll talk to Potsy in Detroit. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thanks for getting up this Thanksgiving morning. And keep those thoughts coming. We're flagging the text. Give me a most gutting ending for today's Bears game, something that could top the Fail Mary. 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.